Lecture 2, The Five Pillars of Islam.
When we look at Islam today, as in the past, we see a unity and a diversity. Whether rich or poor, educated or uneducated, first world or third world, urban or rural, African, Asian, or American, however different, there is one thing that binds all Muslims together: the five pillars of Islam. These are the essential observances or practices. Despite enormous religious, cultural, and political differences and divisions, all come together. Whether it's to pray five times a day, to go on pilgrimage, or to offer the zakat or the tithing. These and others we'll be discussing today as we look at the pillars of Islam. For the pillars of Islam are, in fact, the core and common denominator that not only unite all Muslims, but distinguish Islam from other religions. As we'll see, they are actually very brief and quite easy to understand or get down. Meeting these obligations reinforces the ongoing sense of God's existence in Muslim life every day. It reminds Muslims of their membership in a worldwide community of believers. The first pillar of Islam, the declaration or confession of faith. There is no God but God, and Muhammad is the prophet of God. A Muslim, therefore, is one who bears witness and testifies, there is no God but God, Allah, the God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. The Shahada, the bearing witness, will be pronounced and heard some 14 times each day by Muslims who pray five times a day, and in fact at many other times and occasion in a Muslim's life. Allah, literally the God, is the Arabic word for God, very much as Yahweh is the Hebrew word for God to be found in the Hebrew Bible of the Old Testament, and Deus, the Latin word for God, used for centuries in the Roman Catholic Mass. But who is this God? Allah is a God of might and majesty, of compassion and judgment. He is the creator, preserver, sustainer, and Lord of the universe, the revealer and the just judge. As the Quran says, He is Allah, there is no God but He. He is the knower of the invisible and the visible. He is the merciful and the compassionate. He is Allah, there is no God but He. He is the sovereign, the holy, the peaceable, the keeper of faith, the preserver, the mighty, the compeller, the sublime. Glorified be Allah above all they associate with Him. And so to become a Muslim, one need only make this brief, simple confession of faith. Again, there is no God but God, and Muhammad is the messenger of God. For those of us who are used to Christian creeds and going to Christian services, one can appreciate the difference between what seems to be this simple sentence, however profound the beliefs behind it, and the rather lengthy variety of Christian creeds that we see in Christianity. The proclamation of this declaration affirms Islam's absolute monotheism, its uncompromising belief in the oneness of God, the doctrine of Tawheed, God's unity, and the idea that associating anything with God is idolatry. To associate not only other gods, but to associate other people, other values, this is the one unforgivable sin for those who do not repent. Thus, for example, in Islamic art, religious art, Islamic art tends to rely upon the abstract. You will not see a presentation of God. You will not see a presentation of Muhammad. And indeed, the human form tends to be marginalized, although there are exceptions. But certainly within Arab culture, that has been the case. And this is certainly true if one looks at the art and architecture of mosques. The second part of the confession of faith asserts that Muhammad is not only a prophet, but also a messenger of God. This may take some of us a second to realize this distinction. In Islam, you have both prophets and messengers. And so Muhammad is not only coming as a prophet, as a warner, as a reformer, but he is a messenger, somebody who brings a revelation, who brings a book. For Muslims, Muhammad is the final prophet and the final vehicle. He brings the final and complete revelation of the Quran. Like Jesus Christ, Muhammad serves as the preeminent role model through his life and example.